Well, our election series on candidates in the region who are running in contended races continues now with a closer look at Central New York Congresswoman Anne-Marie Burkle. The Republican won her seat in Congress 2 years ago by the thinnest of margins, only 648 votes. She's looking for a second term in the newly drawn 24th Congressional District, which includes all of Onondaga, Cayuga, and Wayne counties, and the western half of Oswego County. And as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, her views on the issues haven't changed.
The 61-year-old Republican says she's running for re-election for the same reason she jumped into the race 2 years ago. Her goals?
Shrink the size of government, reduce taxes, and get this economy and get jobs back on track. Get this country on a fiscally sound path.
Burkle says her 2-year term in Congress has been an eye-opener. She found a federal government culture that's entrenched and opposed to change.
Some of the resistance you meet is even with your own party. And that's been one of the biggest surprises, that there's a reluctance on both sides of the aisle to change the way things are worked down there. And things aren't working well down there, and we've got to, you know, come together and figure out how to make it work better.
Looking at the issues, Burkle says fixing the deficit begins with a revived economy that generates more taxes.
You can't just cut your way out of this problem. You've got to have a pro-growth economic agenda that will allow businesses to get back on track so they're hiring, so more people are working.
But she also says spending is part of the problem. And the biggest waste of taxpayer dollars she sees in Washington.
Whether it's job retraining bills or war on poverty programs, social services. There's so many agencies that administer the same program. They need to be consolidated and looked at.
Proposals to raise taxes on the wealthy have been a flashpoint this election year as a way to reduce the federal deficit. Burkle doesn't agree with that and proposes making the Bush tax cuts, which expire at the end of this year, permanent.
If you look back at history, whether it was Coolidge or Kennedy or Reagan or George Bush, every time you lower tax rates, the economy does better.
And when it comes to the Affordable Care Act, Burkle is on the repeal bandwagon.
It takes the patient out of the center of health care, puts the government in the middle of it, creates this payment advisory board for seniors is going to decide what kind of Medicare services are covered. My biggest concern is it doesn't decrease the cost and it doesn't increase access.
On the foreign policy front, Burkle calls the Obama administration's lead from behind policy a disaster. She says she prefers a concept of leading through strength.
We've got to send a clear message that we're not going to be afraid to defend this country or our ally Israel or any of our other allies. But at the same time, it's got to make sense. And what we just saw with the Arab Spring and what this country and this administration did in Libya and in Egypt and getting rid of these dictators who were bad people, but not as bad as what we've got in right now.
When it comes to climate change, Burkle calls the science unsettled, and that means any policy should be carefully considered.
If it's going to have an impact on business and jobs and the economy, I think we've got to look at it carefully. There's no one in this country that doesn't want to have a clean nation, who doesn't want to keep our waters and our air pure and clean. But I think we've got to be reasonable about it. And we've seen policies coming out of this administration that have stifled jobs in the economy with this green agenda.
Women's issues may be the ones most remembered in this race. Burkle is a longtime anti-abortion activist who believes abortion should be illegal even in the case of rape. An ad, sponsored by Democrat Dan Maffei, accuses Burkle of trying to change the definition of rape in the context of abortion laws. Burkle, the first woman to represent the district, remains incensed about that tactic, as well as the whole concept of a Republican war on women.
It's an insult that he thinks he can talk to me about women's rights and how women need to advance themselves. He doesn't have a clue.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.
And coming up tomorrow on Morning Edition, we will hear from both of Burkle's opponents in that congressional race, Democrat Dan Maffei and the Green Party candidate Ursula Rosem. You can hear all of our pieces on the upcoming election at our website, wrvo.org.